Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays, during the noon report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And today we're talking about spending money, and in particular when spending money becomes problematic as a way to cope.
I think we can all relate at one point or another to overspending or maybe buying something later on we regret. But you're right, today we're going to talk about it a little bit from a more of a, let's say, a problematic standpoint.
We're not just talking about buying groceries or other necessities, of course.
No, not at all, actually. Yeah, we're talking about spending that becomes a pattern. It becomes a way of coping with stress or other issues in our lives, and it can take on a life of its own, really. And quite honestly, it's one of the biggest problems in marriages and the causes for divorce as well.
How does this relate to addiction?
Addicting behaviors all stimulate the pleasure center in the brain, and actually spending money, especially in a, let's call it an entertainment venue, such as a casino where there's other exciting components, really becomes problematic. But spending money can also be a little more insidious of an issue when it's not done in an obvious way, such as through gambling, like I just mentioned. So when we reach for the credit card or the ATM card, it can have a falsely comforting effect. And it's just so easy to justify purchases when we're feeling, let's say, a certain level of discomfort or anxiety or pain. And then later, when we look at some of our purchases, we may feel a sense of remorse for having spent money on items that ultimately maybe temporarily brought some level of comfort or security. But later on, now we're dealing with the problems of having less money for the things that we really need. That's the root of comfort or emotional spending. It's looking for comfort, security, or feeling that as we spend money on things that we kind of claim are our needs at a superficial level, just by going to the store or hopping online, that, again, is really where the problem comes in.
That has to be a danger in and of itself, being able to go to the stores without leaving the comfort of your living room.
Yeah, absolutely. You think back to the, we'll call them the olden days, when you actually had to go to a store, back in the days when they ran your credit card through one of those slide machines to imprint your card on paper. The fact that you actually had to leave your house and take the time to consider things and actually go make the purchases at least offered a little bit of a buffer between you and those items. But now it's really easy to develop a spending problem because of how easy this one-click ordering is. And what's happening is that the spending money can tap into old feelings of discomfort, insecurity, possibly going back to childhood when maybe, let's say, you grew up and you didn't have a lot of financial security. So not knowing where that next meal would come from, or let's say you had to continually wear clothes that were either handed down or otherwise weren't up with the fashions. Now, if you're living a life where that isn't necessarily true anymore, it's easy to fight that fear so that the spending kind of takes on, like I said before, a falsely comforting security when it's really not there. This is, again, the essence of addiction. If you want to draw that parallel, it's dealing with challenges, it's dealing with pains, discomforts of life that are part of life in ways that ultimately are unhealthy, ungodly, and lead to further problems down the road.
What are some tips for overcoming emotional spending?
Well, if you're in a marriage and this is causing problems in your marriage, don't hesitate to start talking about it. But this may need to happen in the context of marriage counseling or working with maybe just a family therapist, especially if the spending issues have already caused significant pain or possible damage to the relationship. If you're not quite to this point, then just being able to start tracking where the money's going as a couple and really looking to say, hey, I think we can cut out some of the spending in this area and that area. Being careful not to judge or criticize each other when you're doing this. Just agree that it's important to see where the money is going and then start to use a budget. Okay, and a budget is just understanding, first of all, what are the needs versus what are the likes or the wants, and being able to identify those things that really do need to have the money, such as bills and rent and taxes and that type of thing. But you'll be surprised where that money is trickling away, even if you don't believe you have a spending problem. And then since the spending also, like I said, may be a function of pain or fear, consider talking to a counselor or a trusted friend about it. And to summarize, Brandon, let's just say this. spending money can easily function in the same way as addiction, and it's being used to bring a sense of control or power or security when that's not actually happening. It's actually causing additional pain, strife, not to mention potentially enslaving somebody for a very long time to debt.
Once again, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.